Your agency is responsible for fixing its own proposals when they come back after a protest. William Welch is a partner at McMahon, Welch & Learned, and writing about the time that GAO told the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency to do just that. Bill, it's great to have you on the program this afternoon. Tell me about this case of the Logistics 2020 Inc. Protest and how it happened and what NGA had to do.
Thank you, Francis. In this case, this is the second protest that Logistics 2020 had filed. The first protest they had filed against the prior award of the contract to another contractor, and they claimed that that the agency had not evaluated them properly, that they had not done a proper price realism analysis on the awardee's proposal. And GAO agreed with them, and they said basically that that NGA has to go back and reevaluate exactly what and follow the existing evaluation criteria. And NGA agreed to do that. Logistics 2020 said, no, you can't really go back and do that because, one, the proposals that have already expired actually long ago. The proposals now were over a year old, and they claimed that the personnel may not still be available, and that in fact the agency's needs are changed. GAO disagreed on all the points, and they emphasized in particular that it's the agency's responsibility to fix the problems that they essentially have created in the first protest, and that they have the discretion to either reevaluate existing proposals or to reopen the competition if they want to. And GAO is very defensive about the agency's discretion, and in this case they agreed that it was proper for them to do so.
As I read your analysis of this bill, it occurred to me that it doesn't seem like there's really an incentive for the agency to go back and revisit these proposals and change them as necessary, but it doesn't really seem either like there has to be. It's up to the agency to decide if they're still satisfied with the requirements that they set or the elements of what they put in the RFP. It should be up to them to decide if they want to ask for the same thing over again. And it sounded like that's essentially what Logistics 2020 was getting at, was asking the GAO to tell NGA, you can't ask again for what you asked for before. Did I catch it there?
That's certainly the GAO position. I mean, I certainly have some sympathy for the protester in this situation because, you know, in this case, and I've had much more older proposals that have had to be reevaluated, but in this case, you know, this proposal for services was over a year old. They proposed personnel that may no longer be available, and you know, it's just sort of it seems kind of silly if you're reevaluating a proposal that probably, or at least might not be usable in the future.
Bill Welch of McMahon, Welch & Learned, writing in the Washington Business Journal under the headline, Outdated Proposal, No Problem. What do you learn from this if you're a company like Logistics 2020 and not just trying to do business at the NGA, but as you're analyzing whether or not to proceed with something like this in the future? What are the elements of this in particular that might be clues about how a company should proceed, Bill?
Well, I mean, one of the things that you have to assume is that the outcome, the successful outcome of most GAO protests, is going to be a reevaluation of existing proposals. I mean, they just have to live with that. Now, maybe if the proposals are 3 or 4 years old, which certainly happened before, but you know, they might be successful in overturning it. So you're not necessarily going to get an immediate protest win, or contract win. You're going to get a reevaluation. So if that's what you're asking for in your protest, then you have to live with that at the outcome of the protest.
You write, this is a consistent theme, this theme of reevaluation. GAO will sustain a protest where the agency fails to evaluate a potentially winning proposal properly. So I guess what I take away from what you wrote is the company maybe shouldn't have been surprised that this proposal was denied.
No, I don't think they should have been. And in fact, as I said, it's a very consistent theme with GAO, and I don't mean to second guess the lawyers in this case, but I'm not sure I would have taken it back to GAO. I might have taken it to the Court of Federal Claims, which might have looked a little more carefully at the practicality of reviewing or reevaluating a year-old proposal. But they should have expected that the GAO would deliver this kind of outcome, especially since the proposal is only a year old. There have been many procurements where it's, you know, it's a year and a half, 2 years, 2.5 years old, where it consists of sometimes even outdated products that are no longer available. And GAO will still say it's up to the agency to reevaluate.
Is this something that you expect to see become more common, that you expect to see become less common, stay about the same? Is there some kind of arc here that we should pay attention to, Bill?
No, I think, at least in terms of GAO case law, I think it's going to be pretty consistent. The question is whether other contractors, maybe in more egregious cases, might want to take those issues to a different forum to decide the issue, in particular to the U.S. Court of Federal Claims, and just see if it plays out better there.
And that you anticipated my next question is, you mentioned some of these other options that are possible, and I wonder what the discernment process is like to be able to decide we should go this way with this or we should go that way with it.
That's always a very difficult question because, you know, in a protest, you're fighting with your customer. So you have to be very careful not to antagonize the customer, and you have to make a business decision, essentially, how far do you want to push this and where do you go if you want to complain about it. You might just complain to the agency and see if they might be sympathetic to turning around. You might go back to GAO expecting or at least hoping that maybe the agency will be pressured by the protest to turn it around, or you might exercise what I sometimes refer to as the nuclear option and go to the U.S. Court of Federal Claims. Once you do that, that brings in the Department of Justice to defend the protest, and it just it escalates everything monumentally.
And my dad used to refer to that as asking for it.
Yes.
Bill, it's great to have you on the program. Thanks for coming on this afternoon.
My pleasure.